Commissioners Court, May 23rd, 2022, regular session begins here.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. It's a little after 9 o'clock. This is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court, regular meeting on the 23rd day of May, 2022. Today is my son's 34th birthday, my baby, my oldest son. So this is happy birthday today. I know, I'm getting old. It's 9 a.m., a little after 9 a.m. We'll do a call order. We'll start with the invocation. If you would, pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for all that you do for each and every one of us. Lord, we ask you to be with each and every person in here, Lord, that they may be hurting today, that you be with them and place your hand upon them and give them your kind of relief, Lord. We know that you are the one to be with, Lord. We ask you to be with our first responders. We ask you to be with all those and let them be safe today. And be with the Commissioner's Court that we may make the right decision that will be best for you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All righty, we're going to a couple of comments. If you want to comment, when we get to a specific agenda item, just raise your hand and we'll let you talk at any time that you want to. We're going to try to hurry. We got some school stuff going on today. We've got people wanting to leave, so we're going to try to get through this morning. Agenda item number one, approve the minutes for May 2nd. 2022 special session and May 9th, 2022 regular session. Anybody any questions, comments, or motions?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Betty Sue.
The amount is $198,829.09. $198,829.09.
Okay, any questions? Motions to approve.
I move to pay the claims against the county.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action approving monthly reports.
Those are in your boxes.
Okay, any questions on those?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, consider take action on conducting a hearing, allowing Southern Link Communications the opportunity to contest Franklin County potential selection of the second lowest bidder pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code. Is there anybody here from Southern Link? And the reason we have done this, I think there was a, what was the difference? Marlis, $80 or so.
Come on.
And the reason we gave them that opportunity to come up here, not that we hadn't approved it yet, we gave them the opportunity. I know that in the past we've had some issues with customer service with Southern Link, and they were the lowest bid, but not by much, and people telephone. I've talked to Camp County, I believe, has it, and they have wonderful relationships, and they work really, really well with them, and they were highly recommended because they're so close. They're out of equipment, and so they're really close. When you have a problem, they show up, and that's the reason we want to give them the opportunity. We want to give Southern Link, by law, we have to give them the right to do this, and we contacted a county attorney, and we contacted, I contacted Jim Allison on listserv, and he sent me a letter on how to do it, so that's the way we're doing it right now. All right.
Was the bids open and approved?
We haven't.
The bids have been opened.
They've been opened. We opened last time. We just haven't approved them yet. So, but we have to give them that opportunity now. If we want to discuss giving the number two low bid that opportunity.
How would they know that we're potentially going to select a second lowest bidder?
Because we sent them an email. We sent them a notification that they're
going
to bid Thursday. We sent them that to be here today if they wanted to do that. So. And they're not here. So
well, I didn't hear that anything,
were not notifying. How do you know we notified? We notified them Thursday.
Yeah, but how did they know that Oh, you mean as there is a business section?
And just because we're doing this, y'all may vote to go with someone. That's still y'all's choice.
Right.
But we, to do this, where we can actually choose the second lowest one. Am I correct there, Landon, what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're supposed to take the lowest and best bid. And if the best bid is not the lowest bid, then you have to provide notice for a hearing. And so we sent a letter Thursday to Southern Link saying that we were reviewing the bids and that there was potential that we would be choosing the second lowest bid. And per the statute, we have to give them notice of hearing and an opportunity to address any questions that we have. And so that was what we sent out Thursday to proceed with choosing that. We don't have to hear them, we just have to give them the opportunity to be heard.
And Becky, so correct me if I'm wrong, she did contact you Friday?
She did, said that they didn't expect to have anyone here this morning.
Okay, so they did respond then. Okay, I didn't even know that, so that's good. Okay, I don't think we really have to vote on this, do we? Just to open it up for a hearing and... Because we're not, we're taking action by opening it up for that.
We have to have a hearing.
Yeah. Well, this is the hearing, so they didn't show up, so... All right. Then I guess I'll go ahead and close the hearing on that, and then we'll go to agenda item number 5. Award number 5 is award bids for internet service, phones, and alarm systems. So now is when we can talk about it. What y'all want to do? So what's y'all's pleasure? Now, you want to tell us which ones are bid served, well, which one of y'all? We got different companies.
Probably all speak to it to some degree, but you all got a spreadsheet that separated each one of them, and I put copies of the first 2 pages of each bid in your boxes last week. And that pretty much explains about all I can tell you. Obviously, customer service is a huge issue with Suddenlink, and I don't know if the sheriff and everybody can speak to that. We spend hours on the telephone with them when we do have a problem.
What I like about Peoples is they give me a number for a person I can call into. So if I have a problem, it's not, I don't have to call their 800 number. I can call that person. And I also spoke with Seth, our IT folks, and he's hoping we went with Peoples. He said he'd come here today. I didn't know this was going on, but he said he'd come talk to y'all. He also is in favor of Peoples, but the biggest thing is customer service. Is whenever I have an outage or have an issue, I can pick up the phone and call somebody to get them on the phone in there, and they respond to work with Suddenly, I guess.
And there's a lot of times that they go down and they'll even contact the sheriff's office. And that affects everything out there.
At Franklin County Genealogy, we switched about a year and a half ago from Suddenly to people. And we have not regretted it at all.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. For our needs, it's cheaper.
Well, I think as Commissioner's Court, I think we have to rely on what the people that use this service, you know, the Sheriff's Department and all the ladies and all the people in the courthouse. I think we have to rely on what they want and what they need.
When they stay on the phone on hold for all day long, hours and hours and hours, because you can't get anybody from Suddenlink, that's a problem. And that's the reason that I went out and said, you know, let's how can we get this? That's the reason I sent Jim Allison a message, and he said, here's how you do it. He said, you have to take the lowest and the best, unless you do the statute. And then I got with Landon, and he said, yes, and so let's do this, and so we did that. So now we have the opportunity to pick Peoples if we want to, since we had the hearing a while ago.
What does that mean out there in the notes? Leave extension office as is for $89 a month on Suddenlink, and then it says just leave it as is, and there's no amount on people.
It's the same thing on the second one. Leave as is with Suddenlink.
My question really is, if we go with Suddenlink, is that another $89 plus the $14.11, or is that included in the $14.11?
No, it's not included.
Okay, then at that stage, they're higher than Peoples by $5. Because the people says leave the extension office as is, no cost.
I'm
just going with your notes or whoever's there.
Right. Well, I didn't even include that in either one.
Pardon?
I didn't include that in either one. So the bid is apples to apples.
Okay, so there would be an additional cost in people's also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the phone service, about the company? What was that called? I'm sorry.
Vested Network.
Vested. And you call and whoever's using those are very, very happy with them?
Yes.
And they were the low bid?
Through the references that were given to us, and all three had had them for 3+ years and had nothing but glowing things to say about them.
And those were the ladies who were in here.
Well, one of them's here.
There you are.
Yes.
So we're talking good about you. I didn't know you was here. But yeah, she said they were very happy with their phone service. And then what was the other one, Marla? The alarm system? No, that's
the alarm would be Peoples. That's the only one that actually proposed, made a proposal to us.
Okay.
And it would be $180 a month.
Okay.
But depending on what you do with the Wi-Fi, is whether they charge us for hardware or not. If we choose to do that. If we don't use their Wi-Fi, then they'll charge us $5,700 a time for the hardware on the alarm system monitor.
Okay.
Plus $180 a month.
Okay. Anybody got any questions on any of that?
And the alarm monitoring is at the tax office, the courthouse, the extension office, and the library.
So if we went with them, everything would be under Peoples if we went with those?
No, everything but phones. Peoples and Suddenlink were the highest two on phones.
How is the phone service with Suddenlink?
The phone's connected to the internet. The phones go down sometimes. You know, you just look up there and you've got a white phone. It's the same way the sheriff's office, the phones go down over there also.
Every one of them. Weird reason to live.
Yeah, that's a strange reason.
Half of them work.
Now, everybody has to understand that these are cloud-based phones and they're only going to be as good as the internet that you have.
Yep.
That's what everybody's told me, and she might want to speak to that.
My office is zero bad internet because we're in the basement.
You want to speak on the phone system?
Yeah, we have a backup solution if your internet is down. We have a app that you can put on your personal cell phone, and everything can be routed to that if the internet goes down. So you'll still be able to make and receive calls. It'll be from the app. Or you can still, when people call in, they'll still be able to go to the voicemail. Even if the internet is down, like if someone called in, they'll still be able to leave a voicemail.
Okay.
And that'll work for power outages as well as internet outages.
So, Debbie, if we put that app on our phone, the only time that the call will go to our cell phone is when we turn the app on, or when
you have options. Like if you needed to go out in the field for some reason, then you can use that app and you can still take and make calls. You can transfer calls on that app.
It will have an office number?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Instead of saying, it'll say County Treasurer, Franklin County Treasurer.
But you can turn that app off anytime you want to.
Anytime
you don't have to take it.
Absolutely.
At the sheriff's office, I call and say the phones are down. What's the response time to have somebody, if they need to come out?
Typically, things can be fixed remotely, typically. But you'll call somebody from you can call H-E-L-P and get a person right away on the phone. We answer the phone. Our IT help desk answers the phone when you call. So outages are usually, especially for somebody as important as the sheriff's department, that'll be a high priority.
And most of the time, y'all's phone's gonna be up on the internet, so, correct?
Even if the internet is down, you have an app on your phone.
Which we have a phone, and we put that on that dispatcher, provided us by the car with a separate code, separate number that we rely on now when we go down.
We do serve other sheriff's departments, so can call them and see how it, what, Marla call them.
Marla, who we talking about, internet, phone service, or what's the three different things that we're looking at? You know, the phone's going to be different than, you said, the Peoples and Southern Lake were the highest on the phones.
Yes.
So give us a synopsis of what we're looking at here, you know.
What do you want us to approve?
Yeah,
what do you want to say?
You know, the internet.
All the information I can give you.
Huh?
As far as what we would like to see.
People's telephone is for internet.
Internet.
Vested.
And alarm.
An alarm. Vested is for the telephone systems.
Right.
And the alarm system goes back to people also.
Don't get integrated.
So really it's just people's.
Just two.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
I did not ask that question.
Yes. Is that right? Just two. People's
yes.
telephone and Vested.
Yes.
That's what.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm Joey Hand with People. So I maybe can, here you go. We're going to provide that physical layer, all right? Mm-hmm. Vested networks, well, let me back up. Today's time, internet phones, it's a commodity. There's 82,000 people doing what we do, right? And number one, appreciate the fact of, yes, we know we have to give customer service. I know when my knock tells me something's going on in Franklin County, we've got to jump on it because it affects everything nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. It used to be our phones are down, our internet's not, or vice versa. So here you go. Physical labor, we're going to be, without us, without our fiber up and running, the county's got trouble, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we're putting a premium dedicated product in here that, number one, we monitor in our NOC. I'm going to project manage this, and Seth and I constantly, there's not 24 hours that go by that we're not, you know, talking to each other, not about trouble, but about just different customers because there's something going on every day. So to answer your question, Commissioner, is that number one, physically, the internet is dependent upon us, all right? The phones from Vested Network lay on top of that internet, all right? And then alarm is dependent on the internet as well to a degree, but it has automatic failover to sell the whole nine yards. And that's what she's talking about with the phones. If something does go wrong with the internet, and it is mechanical, there is electronics on here. We have storms, we have power outages, we have fiber cuts, right? There is physically going to be something happen that causes the internet to go out. With today's technology, you can find a different path, a different door to go through, to work through in a scenario. So we do put QoS on. I have, number one, it's a commodity. And truthfully, yet other than beating from a price perspective, that SIP technology, whether I'm providing a SIP or whether Vested Networks is providing a SIP, it's the same apple that everybody's eating from, right? So hope that cleared up a little.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions?
We'll leave that.
Anybody want to try a motion on this?
I'll take my opinion. I would like to see us be invested in our community. And I would like to see you take the second lowest bid on the internet, which would be people's telephone. I would like to see you take Vested Networks, because I have got nothing but good things to say. Well, not me, but everybody that I've talked with has nothing but good things to say. And then the alarm system, of course, would be fixed. And that's my opinion, and it's worth about $1.50.
Give everybody 30 seconds to throw a red flag on that, and if not, that's what I'll make my motion.
What other
municipal organization, county, city, or whatever uses vested?
Fannin County uses.
That tells me all I need to know.
And I'll talk to the judge there. And Jack County. Jack County, I think, what's the name of it? I talked to the judge there, and he was very much more technologically advanced than I am. He had nothing but great things to say.
You had the motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Use people.
Invested, okay. We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Number six, record certificate of course completion.
When does that start?
That gentleman right there can probably answer that question.
I've got to build fiber into this building. I'm already in the sheriff's office, and then so we've got a construction phase that, number one, considering what weather, the whole nine yards, hopefully, a good window would be 60 days to be safe. But we will, and here's the other thing we will do. We will work with the billing cycle to go, okay, and obviously Seth, everyone's gonna, there's the conversion that has to take place, but once we get fiber in, we'll time it where everything happens billing cycle wise, so hopefully 60 days.
Okay, all right, thank you.
60 days.
Anybody else? Okay. Number six, record certificate of course completion of 2021-2022 tax cybersecurity awareness training for the following, Betty Sue Allen and Ricky Jones. And we have just a short time left.
Yes, reminder, if you have not done it, you need to get it done by June 1st.
Because if you don't, you can't get it done.
There's a county attorney.
There's just a
little
left.
Where is that?
I know,
before
I was saying no.
Okay, that's just the people that is hooked up to.
You guys are exhibits.
Even though I have a computer out there, I'm not hooked up to your internet.
All right, let's go to number seven. Consider and take action on approving Franklin County Genealogical Society's 2022 hot fund funding request. I'll turn to Veronica. What do you need?
Well, first of all, good morning, Judge and Commissioners. We need some help with our building. We have a problem when it rains. We have all this water coming out the back of the building, and it's washing away the backyard, and it's really a problem. It's a small project. It's very difficult to get a bid on. It is going to involve fixing the parking lot because the asphalt is no longer there. And we do own this space of three parking spaces. So that has to be done first. And then we have to put underground pipes from the downspouts out. We need to put a rain basin in because we have all this water coming off of the building next to us onto our back awning, and it runs down and we have a big hole. And we have bricks in it right now, but it's really deteriorating the rear of the building. And we do own two historical buildings beside each other. Okay? Any questions about that part?
Well, you're talking about you couldn't get a bid on it? You couldn't get anybody to bid on it?
Well, we have a
ballpark figure or anything? Or?
No, because John Tudor is the only one we could get to look at it. Okay. And he hasn't given us a price yet. But I just had my driveway asphalt vaulted at home, and I know asphalt's not cheap. And we were hoping to get it accomplished for less than $5,000. We did have different people, or someone looked at it because we thought about a French drain, and they said a French drain wouldn't really help because anything we do will be putting the water out in the parking lot. And that's why we have to repair the parking lot, because if we don't, it'll wash away the parking lot. Because right now, it's washed away under our sidewalk.
Okay.
Now, the other thing we are interested in is purchasing a book scanner copier. And this is a copier that will scan an open book without having a curvature in it.
Wow.
And it costs about $500. But you need a computer and a printer to go with it. And I don't have the cost on that because the lady doing it broke her arm. and she didn't get a price to me.
But well, you don't need it then. Jesus.
I thought we needed it for about 5 years, nobody else did. Because I've used them in other libraries, and they're very handy. We were also fortunate when the abstract office closed, they donated all the abstracts to us. And they are very, very fragile, and we need to scan them. And they're too fragile to put into a rotary scanner or even lay them flat on another scanner where we can just take them out and scan them. And why this would be useful is because we have people indexing. So when someone comes into research, they can look at the index and know where to find the information they want for their family history. Any questions on that?
So we got a $500 more or less copier,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it. And then a computer and a printer, did you say to go with it?
Yes.
So you got $7,500?
Yes.
I'm moving to approve the genealogical for $7,500 out of my tax.
Okay. Got a motion. That was quick. Yeah. Man. Got a motion and a second. Now discussion.
Yeah, okay. How are we limited that we can help as far as through with the parking lot?
I think
it's a historical building,
so we can
so it comes up with that stuff.
It does, and y'all can also come back later if y'all want, because since it's kind of our building too, since we are responsible for historical, and if you don't believe me, ask BF and she'll tell you real quick.
The city hadn't offered to help any on the parking lot.
That is a joke, right?
We haven't asked them yet. We haven't asked them yet. We just decided to come here for them.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think
well,
we'll be asking
them. We'll be careful to go out.
I think what they're trying to say is they want to help you a little bit more later on. So.
Oh.
That's what it's kind of sounded like to me. All right. Anybody else? All right, we got a motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Now, to this afternoon, we're going to come back on the hot. So we're probably going to stop everything right now and start doing the budget because we got to figure out how much money we got.
Okay.
But we've got plenty to pay for that right now. I do know that. And then we're going to have to start kind of budgeting for next year on the money that we got in. So we'll go over some today and probably extend it to budget till June because we got to, where's our newspaper lady at?
Did we approve the full $7,500
correct? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Veronica. We appreciate it.
Excuse me
about
doing
it. Okay, I don't blame you. All right. Let's go to number 8, consider and take action for determining whether to resume construction of building north of the sheriff's office and decide what will be used for to rescind construction plans and sell existing material.
Okay. Go ahead. I just want, Commissioner Young and I were talking the other day, and you know, in our professional opinion, which is partially limited on my side, we need to do something.
I agree.
And I was talking to one of the contractors that does this kind of work, and he said probably the sheet metal, which is our panel, I guess, is probably already not really worthy of putting up. But anyway, so let's either put it up or sell the material. Otherwise, it's gonna lay there for X number of years.
Yeah, and that's good we have it up here. What do you want?
Commissioner Young, I mean, I'm.
What do you think?
He said he'd like to see it put up, and I'm okay with
it. I'm in agreement with that, but I think that what, you know, we put it up, what are we gonna use it for? I think we ought to get together with elected officials, and since we bought that other piece of property over there, that is going to be the county grouping of buildings or whatever, and everything ought to be migrated in it. We ought to have a plan that migrates everything that we own into that portion over there. And you know, if we can use that building, we ought to put it up.
Well, there's no doubt we can use the building.
But if we sell it, we're going to get pennies on the dollar.
Exactly.
But if we put it up, we got to have some kind of general use for it to know how to.
Absolutely.
do the foundation.
We had a plan when we started this to put it up for a medical center.
Right.
Leave it at that, put it up and leave it at that.
But is it gonna be used for that?
Well, we'll see when we get it up.
Well, but...
You can lease the building out, something for that, give it to them for that.
I think we need some sort of plan of what we're gonna use it for.
Okay, we can discuss that this afternoon, then.
Yes, there you go.
So I'm good with that, as long as we do something.
Okay.
I'd like to see it go up.
All right, so we're gonna...
We've got money invested in the lot, the groundwork. We've got money invested in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's the building.
We went north and went south on us pretty quick. We're invested in that.
Right.
1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
All right, so we're not gonna take action on that right now. We'll come back to that. Let's go to number nine. Recorded minutes amount of construction grant awarded to D&D Consultants and $505,155. That's just the recording minutes, my understanding, for the Cypress Springs Special Utility District, correct?
It's for the what?
This is for their, somebody needs to explain that.
Grant at the water deal.
Grant at the water deal.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it has to be recorded. We don't take actions, it's gotta be recorded.
The amount needs to be recorded, but it was never included in the original agenda request.
Is this Cypress Water?
Cypress Water, yes. So that is so done. Number 10, consider and take action on approving warrant deed for the tax survey conveying 2.764 acres located on County Road Northeast 2060s to Paws of Franklin County and Countywide Animal Shelter. And I think that we've got everything done, haven't we, Charlie?
Yeah, I met with DFX on Thursday, and I went over the settlement agreement and looked at the new survey, and everything looked in good order for me.
Our county attorney says everything's good?
Yeah.
Move to approve.
Okay.
Yay!
I've got a motion and a second, correct? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say aye. Say thank you.
So what's happening with that?
So where do we get the key?
Jared.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, we'll get your key.
We're ready to get started. We're ready to get started.
Yeah, we can, I've got a key. I'll go up there and see which one it is, and I'll get with Bill, because I think that lock that's on there is a, we'll just remove it, and y'all go up there and get what lock y'all want. How's that? Because that one's a lock that fits all of our stuff.
Yeah, everything you've done. Oh, geez.
I'll just go up there in a little bit and just take it off.
Okay.
And then y'all go up there and...
Great, thank you. We'll put the locks on. Is everything gonna be moved out of there, the old car?
I think so.
There may still be some junk in that side to side.
I think that they went out there and pretty much got all the metal...
I don't know. We haven't been out there in a while.
I think Bill did.
Okay.
I'll go up there and look at it.
Okay, thank you.
If whatever's out, y'all can have it. How's that?
You have everything from BF, right? You have all the paperwork from BF and signed off on it and...
Well, we had to come here today and the judge signed off.
County does.
Yeah, and then we get the rest of the paperwork.
And it gets recorded in my office.
Yes, and BF has the check.
Yes.
Check is already in there.
All righty. We need that, we need a motion to approve the warranty deed.
We done made that.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. You did, I'm sorry. Good Lord. Number 11, recorded in minutes, canvas of May 7th, 2022 election. And we have that. And so it's done, and we'll go to number 12, consider and take action on approving quote for stalker radars in the amount of $14,800 from Applied Concepts. That's yours.
That's just a, it's a speed trailer, it's actually parked out there in a little triangle in front of the courthouse. Stalker contacted me, or Silver contacted me, that's a demo trailer. It's about $2,000 less than one of their new ones. I think it comes out to about $14,800. It's a good price. I haven't brought it back. I remember, if y'all remember, I talked to you about the flock cameras last year. We've got money budgeted for those. I'll probably bring those back next month to start that process. Get how many of those we want to get across around the county and stuff. I was wanting to probably use a trailer like that to attach some of those to, so I can move it around different parts of the county, put it on the county roads. I think Commissioner Emerson's already bought a trailer, but this one's a little bit, I think it's a little smaller than that.
It does the job just the same.
It does.
Is that that sign that you've had out there that gives a...
Yes, sir, I put it right there because it's close to the office, and I didn't want to stick it out in the camera somewhere because it wasn't ours yet.
Didn't somebody run over?
Right now?
Man?
It doesn't have a recorder on it right now?
No, it doesn't have anything on it.
It's good. Because I just wanted to see how far I could go.
But it does have your picture on there, baby, so...
I think it's a good price, and that would give us two, with the Commissioner Emerson, if we ever needed to put them up on two sides of the location to, for COVID or whatever, or any advertisements for the county that we need, messages we need to get out to the citizens in certain areas. It'd be a, it's easy to program, easy to put messages on.
Burn ban.
Burn ban information on.
It does get people's attention on that speed limit, too.
It does, it does. And I put it up there for, I have so many people come in from north of town and they're speeding, and city officers are working it, but they still, people come in and still 160 when they come by the sheriff's office, and we're pulling out of there. We had one the other day, officer pulled out 18-wheeler, had to light, just lock it up and slide. And they don't slow down until they get there. Marla said we could use, COVID money. I don't know what any acronyms we're supposed to use to call that now to purchase this.
ARPA.
Yes.
ARPA.
ARPA money.
Yes. Any questions from you?
That 14-8 did not include, that's not that particular one, and it
that's
did not
trailer.
Include the trailer?
That's that trailer. That's that unit.
That's that unit. But it did not have a trailer.
It's on the truck.
It's on the bed crane.
That's all it
needs. No, that's not a little fashion.
That's complete.
That's that.
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion to approve and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We have a very important meeting. We'll kind of skip out right now because we've got a meeting. Very interesting meeting today at 1 o'clock. We got some people coming out of Austin that will be here to talk about our possible weigh station possibilities. That'll be very, very interesting. If y'all want to show back up, we should have a room full of folks who we met and moved upstairs. I don't know, depends on how many show up. And then we have the hot tax after that, so probably around 2 o'clock for the hot tax deal gets us and everything, so we can kind of go over that if y'all want to do some more and talk about buildings and whatever else. Anybody else got anything?
I don't know if any of y'all plan to come to this meeting at 1 o'clock, but I hope you can.
Well, I hope they are.
Because it's going to mean the difference in a weigh station or a truck parking. And
we don't want a truck parking.
We don't want a truck parking. Because it's going to go into, it's going to mean.
Weigh station can give us some revenue.
Not just the property, but if the truck parking goes in there, the property values around that area are going to go up. Because what's going to be parked?
Trash.
Right across the road from their house, or possibly their housing.
And we'll go over to Sackman. We talked to a judge down in Guadalupe County that's got a brand new one. What's it? Seguin. Mm-hmm. And a Seguin, he said, you're crazy if you don't do it. He said it is cash cow for the county. He said about $1.5 million a year, and they send so much to the state. So we kind of figured that we got half of that, $750,000. The guy that's going to be here from Austin, I said, I told the commissioners, you know, we'd probably pay this off 7 to 10 years. He started laughing. He said, oh no, he'll get it paid off a lot quicker. He said, then after that, it's pure money to the county. He said, you're crazy if you don't do it. I said, well, we'll talk about it this afternoon. But yeah, the judge down there was like,
it's no brainer.
It's no brainer. He said, "You said you're crazy." If you
well, the truck parking is.
The truck parking will not bring us zero in, except it'll be him going.
No, it'll be a cost day.
It'll be a cost.
There'll be trash everywhere. There'll be fights out there. There'll be drug dealing going on. There'll be no bathrooms out there, so there'll be everything, feces and urine and everything else out there. You know, I hate to get ugly about it, but that. Is something I've been fighting for, as you know, for a year and a half, 2 years on this, and they just more or less told me
Wednesday
we're gonna do it.
Last Wednesday I flew to Raleigh, got off the plane, got in the car and turned around and started driving back. And so I was paying attention, passed numerous way stations and I passed numerous truck parkings along the way. And some of them, truck parkings had nothing there except a place to park and buttload of trash. And then a couple of them had porta potties that they set two porta potties this end and two porta potties at the other end with metal toast around them. And still, it looked like everybody was going and dumping everything out the doors. They weren't, didn't appear that they'd used the porta potties at all. Now, the waste stations were nice, clean. They're manned, and they were kept manicured and stuff like that. So, I don't know, it's just amazing to see the difference in between the waste station and the truck park, existing truck park in there along Interstate 40 that had been used for a while. It's just filthy.
The major that's coming up from DPS, he said he will get the grants for the equipment, which is about $1.1 million for the equipment. I'm talking about scales, I'm talking about indicators on height indicators. They got indicators that show Hot Wheels, showing if the brakes are working, the way in motion. There's a license plate reader that they get. He said they will get all that for us.
Wow.
He said, so it's, we've got that. We've got to talk about the pad itself and the buildings. And
how well State TxDOT has put the waste the truck parking on hold until we have this.
Yes, and we finally, our state representative elect,
Reggie
Smith, he called me, and this my state senator more or less told me, said, nothing we can do for you, sorry. My old state representative said, nothing I can do for you. But Reggie's office came in and called me and said, we got it on hold for you. I said, first one that's worked on us in the state of Texas. So I'm proud of Reggie, what he did for us. I think he's going to work and he's going to try hard to help Franklin County as much as he can. The election's over, so I can brag on him now. So he's when we call Reggie, he answers. Mm-hmm. And I like that, and he's done a great job. So, but it'll be interesting to listen to this afternoon.
Well, I've talked to him a couple times. I've had no trouble getting a hold of him.
No, I hadn't either. So. And I'll say this about Gary Vander. Gary has always called me back and everything, but when it came to this, because now he's going to be over Bowie County, and they don't want Bowie County. Well, they're a big county. Well, they got some people listen to them. Mm-hmm. Franklin County, they ain't going to listen to us because we're a little noble, and they'll do what they want to. They'll run over us anytime they want to. Well, they may do it, but anyway.
Move to adjourn.
Do I?
Not without a fight.
Not without a fight. And I'm going to be nice today. I'm going to be nice. I've already promised them I'm going to be nice today. Okay, we got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank y'all. I signed all this, so.